I'm joined on the phone by my colleague Noel McGuinness, who's up in Clare Hall this morning at the protests against the installation of the water meters and the water charges. Good afternoon, Noel. How are you? What's happening up there?
Well, it's like it was in Fox Hill last week. It's a bit of a standoff now. But the amazing thing for me is that the guards are standing around. There's about 30 of them. And I've just been observing because it is a bit of a standoff. RTE have arrived, by the way. So we see what way that's reported on the news tonight. Because I was saying that there seemed to be a veil over everything that was happening. They were showing us what was happening in China with protests, but nothing in Ireland. So maybe they're coming around now. But anyway, the Irish Water, both sides of the roads, I mean, in the small little roads, you know, Clare Hall.
Oh, I do.
And people are scrambling to get in and out to work or pick up their kids. And the guards are just standing there.
Yeah.
These vans, between the police cars and the vans on each side of the road, it just leaves one small lane in between. But as I say, it seems to be a bit of a standoff, and people are sort of waiting around. And I think that the Irish Water will move off and go somewhere else. It's turned into a cat and mouse game now.
Yeah, it's
where they're going to places where they think will be the least resistant.
Yes, yes.
And that's the way it is. But the important fact is, one of the residents told me that the guards were here a while before Irish Water even arrived. They talked about 25 guards, so that's a new aspect of it as well.
So, is it fair to say then that Irish Water are giving the Gardaí the schedule, is that what it is?
It looks that way. Well, they've been doing that. It'd be fair to say, because they've been doing that from the start.
Yeah.
I mean, even over when I was talking to people over in Edenmore and Donnymead, that they're on the phones all the time and they're coming in. You'll see a guard or an Irish Water van, small one, coming in around the estate. And if there's no one at the entrance, you can see Irish Water come down immediately. So I'd be curious, because the people that were protesting, as I was passing by Airfield this morning, I met one of them and they said, well, I don't think they'd come here today. This was about 11:30 and they said they were leaving. So that's the way it is. It's cat and mouse. But I'd like you to ask our listeners, because I'll be on tomorrow. Shame to the guards now, because they're pushing people. Just ask people whether they want them or not to come on Northside today, give out early mail, phones, text, if you're for or against, each way, to come on, even if it's just an email, and say, well, if you're against it, okay. If you're for the water meters and you don't like what the protesters are doing, just to let us know, to get a balance.
Yeah, it would be interesting to talk to people who probably think that, you know, this is kind of futile and it's just basically public disorder. What I can say categorically is I, for the first time this morning, witnessed firsthand some of the tactics, and that man who was arrested this morning was a neighbour of mine, and I can categorically tell anyone who's listening he did nothing wrong. He just stood and basically said peaceful protest, whatever, and how he was treated was terrible. And as you say, if you saw it on the news happening in somewhere like China or whatever, people would be up in arms over it.
It's crazy, because that's the report I got as well about the man, that there was no barriers around, there was nothing around him, he was just standing outside his house, and the guards moved him on and arrested him.
Yeah,
it's gone crazy.
It's nuts.
So you can hear the protests behind me now.
Yeah, well, as you say,
the guards are moving in.
The guards are moving in
on them now, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, look, Noel, thanks very much for coming on and keeping us up to date what's happening up there in Clare Hall. That seems to be the hive of activity this morning. As you say, it'd be interesting to see how it's reported.
Where they're going to be tomorrow.
Well, this is it. As you say, it's cat and mouse. Maybe we might have to intercept the schedule getting sent between Irish Water and the Gardaí. The people will know what's happening.
And the interesting thing is, I was talking to a councillor here as well, Mark.
Yeah.
And they're having a special meeting tonight to do with fluoride in the water and all that sort of carry on.
Oh, priorities,
the councillor, would he talk to us in the morning? So it's a sideline to the water charges, but it's still very important, because there's a lot of pros and cons with that as well.
Absolutely.
So I'll be carrying on this, and hopefully all the week on the shows. Mark,
and we'll
talk to you tomorrow.
We'll certainly keep at it, and sure, I might see you when I get back home in a little while, and you'll probably still be there, and we'll have another.
Yeah, just don't get arrested.
I'll do my best.
I mean, I know you'd be only walking into your house, but you have to be careful.
Ah, yeah, but it depends on the many rows of Gardaí you have to get through to get into the house. I don't want to hurt any of them. All right, Noel, thanks very much for joining us.
See ya. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go, folks. That's Noel McGuinness, who's up in Clare Hall, where Irish Water and protesters are having their latest standoff.